This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
Point Sublime, starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, and written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. Just a moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. But first, we'd like you to meet your John Hancock agent.
Folks, do you ever spank your children? Well, I'll bet there are times when you think it might help. Help shape their characters, that is. But seriously, it's up to you to see that they develop the way you want them to, naturally. And that's a responsibility which I'm sure you welcome and take pride in. And like so many other fathers, here's something else I think you'll take pride in. Providing for your wife and children's future, no matter what happens to you. Now, of course, the best and simplest way to guarantee that money to them is to plan a sound program of life insurance, one that can easily be fitted to your present earnings. Remember, behind your John Hancock agent stands the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company's 85 years of experience in preparing the right kind of insurance for every family need. Your friendly John Hancock agent will be glad to help you.
And now for the human story of a fellow named Ben Willis. Good morning at Ben's store, and he is secretly annoyed. Hattie Hirsch, Point Sublime's social leader, is giving her big midwinter party tonight, but has not invited Ben. At this moment, he's leaning over his counter reading the morning paper, while his helper, August Moon, is restocking the shelves with canned goods.
Gosh, President Truman hands Congress a $40 million budget. Tomorrow, Congress will hand it back.
Hey, while I was in the storeroom, did Mrs. Hirsch come in and invite you to her party tonight, Mr. Willa?
She did not, and never mind.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading the morning news. In St. Louis yesterday...
Have you looked at the little Dick Tracy. I want to find out if Shoulder's stepdaughter got out of the suitcase yet.
Well, I'll turn over the page and see, kid. Oh, wait, I want to see what our local theater's running this weekend. Oh, wonderful. Gentleman's Agreement. I'm taking Evelyn Hanover to see that. You got to see it too, Mooney. Everybody ought to see that one.
Oh, I intend to. I'm just crazy about Dorothy McGuire. Hey, look, I got everything put up on the shelves but the harmony. Where'll I put it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, let me see. Why not put it right there beside you?
Stop! Don't say it.
Don't say what?
The name of what's in those cans you're pointing at. You know what always happens when you mention their name. The telephone always rings.
Oh, that's a lot of poppycock. It's just a coincidence.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Whenever you mention that the certain canned goods item, our telephone rings.
Forget it and get to work.
Okay. If you think it doesn't work every time, I'll just put this other stuff up by the cans of telephone peas.
Joe! You did it again.
I told you so. Every time you mention telephone peas... You see, peas, it rang.
Hey, this might be Hattie calling to say she made an oversight about inviting me to her party. Hello, hello, Ben Willis, store model. We got everything. Who's on the other end of the cord? Oh, that's right. Oh, well, so long. Oh, darn, telephone repairman testing.
Oh. Hey, look. Here comes your old Texas pal, Howie Text.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Mooney. Hello, boy.
Hi, Howie.
Hey, Benny, brought the books back you loaned me. Great story, The Money Man.
Howie, did you get invited to Hattie Hirsch's party tonight as if I didn't know?
Oh, sure. You did, too, of course. Really? Oh, I'm sorry.
In a pig's hat, you're sorry.
But I am, Benny. Incidentally, I am escorting Evelyn Hanover to the big affair tonight.
Yeah, they told me.
Seems everybody in town's going.
And not me. I never get invited to places like that.
Nah, never mind, kid. You wouldn't like it anyway.
I got a new double-breasted blue herringbone suit for the affair. Imagine Evelyn would be quite proud of me tonight.
Yeah, well, I couldn't go now anyway. I haven't got a dark suit that fits. No, well.
Say, Benny, I dropped in to give you a deposit on that television set that I want you to order for me.
Well, I sent the orders for both of us. I sent in $20 for you.
Okay. I'll give it to you now. Keep the record straight.
No, it doesn't play records.
If I can just get this fool wallet out of my hip pocket, There.
Hey, look at that purse ball.
Holy suffering sucker, man. Hey, what'd you do, rob a bank?
Hey, what are you carrying all that money for, Howie?
On my way to the bank, I just put over a very neat little cash deal.
Uh-huh.
Here we are, nice, crisp, new $20 bill.
Say, this has never been in circulation.
And if I know you, it's going right back into seclusion.
That's not so.
Well, I got to get over to Alvin Green's barber shop and get spruced up for the party tonight.
Yeah.
As I said, Benny, sorry you're not going.
What's the matter with that old bat Hattie? Who she thinks she is not inviting me tonight?
Now, Benny, don't get upset.
Yeah, what am I, poison?
Don't answer that, Mr. McBee.
Well, I'll tell you what's the matter with Hattie Hirsch as far as I'm concerned. There's too much of her in the first place. That goes for the second place, too.
Now, you listen to me, Ben.
Why, if Hattie Hirsch walked into this store this minute and begged me to add my prestige to her affair tonight, I wouldn't go. Wouldn't you? I would not.
Hey, just in time for you to tell her. Here comes Hattie now.
What?
Yes, and Evelyn Hanover. Hello, girl.
No, Howie. How are you, Ben?
I'm fine. How are you, Evelyn?
Fine. Oh, I've been helping Hattie with her. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. With her party for tonight.
I'm mad at you, Ben Willett.
Oh, you're always mad at somebody, Hattie. What have I done?
You're very inconsiderate. Not willing to come to my party tonight.
Not willing? I wasn't invited.
I know. I didn't bother after what Howie told me last week.
Yeah, well, what Howie told you?
Are you ladies interested in television?
Yeah, what did Howie tell you, Hattie?
Why, Howie said you always kept store open on Monday nights and had a policy about it. He said you wouldn't close up for my party or anything.
Oh, Howie said that?
Why, Howie McBriar.
Well, Evelyn, all's fair in love and war. I wanted to be sure and have a date with you.
Well, brother, this ain't love. It's gonna be war. Right now, I'd like to swing on you with a long gourd. I would. Then, Hattie, I'm invited?
Why, of course.
I'll be there.
Yeah, but you haven't got a dark suit that'll fit.
I'll get one.
Just remember one thing, Benny. I am escorting Evelyn.
Yeah, we'll see about that, too.
I'm highly annoyed at you, Howard.
Oh, now, Evelyn.
Will you go with me, Evie? Baby? Honey?
I won't break my date with Howie, but the three of us can go together.
Oh, now, Evelyn.
Or I'll just go alone with Ben.
Okay, the three of us.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, I've got to get home. Ben, give me a quart-sized can of ripe olives. I need them for the buffet table tonight.
Okay, olives, the lady says. Hey, what size olives you want?
I want those great big ones.
Well, now I got the super colossals. Then I got these terrific gigantics.
What's the difference?
Well, the super colossals are about the size of a navy bean. And the terrific gigantics are just little bitty things. Here, Hattie, charge. Yeah, charge.
Well, I'll see you early tonight, Evelyn.
Yes, I'll be over to help.
Oh, by the way, Hattie.
Yes?
Last fall, didn't you buy a few shares of that Interconsolidated National Utilities stock?
Yes, 10 shares. What about it?
Well, we all thought that we were stung, but a representative of the company's been in town today.
He has?
Yes, I left him out over an hour ago. They're buying up all shares at 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh.
Man paid me $500 just a while ago in cash.
Oh, is that where you got that wad?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he must have my name. I suppose he'll be over to see me. I better get right home, so I'll be there.
See you tonight at the shindig, Hattie.
Howie, I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, look at all the anxiety you caused me.
Well, I'm sorry, Benny, but it just seems I never get an important date with Evelyn alone.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to keep it that way. Hello, every baby.
Oh, stop. Now, you haven't any time to waste if you have to get a new dark suit by tonight.
Oh, my gosh, what'll I do?
We can all drive up to that big department store in Vernon.
Yeah, but maybe they can't get it ordered in time.
I'll use my influence.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come then.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gee, I'm going to the party. Mooney, you tend the store. We're driving to Vernon to get me a suit.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Willer. Hey, get something snappy. And if you see any of those plastic bubbles, go on. Yeah, it didn't hear me. But I don't care. I can have some fun now that they're all gone. I'm going over behind the counter and have a lot of fun. I'm going to run my fingers through the rice bin.
This coat's not bad looking on you, Benny.
Well...
Then, look in the mirror.
Ben, stand still. How can the salesman help you? I think the coat's too big.
It's supposed to be loose, lady. It's our drape model.
Yeah, looks more like a droop model. I don't like it.
But I say that's the suit you should have.
Don't everybody tell me what I should have. I'll buy what I like.
Sorry, Ed.
It's a very nice suit on this rag.
No, not that.
Oh, that's a swell one. Try it on, Benny.
Well, I want a dark blue suit. This is black and white check.
Okay. Just try it on for size.
I don't like it.
Now, don't be obstinate.
Oh, dear. Not comfortable. Checks make me dizzy.
Button this button.
There we are.
You look very sharp, Benny.
Are you laughing at me, Howie McBriar?
Stand still, Ben. Let us see how we like it.
Madam, this suit has two pair of pants with it.
Well, I never wear a two-pants suit anymore.
And why not?
Too hot wearing two pairs of pants. I got you on that one.
Very funny.
I think we may take this suit, Clark.
Just step right into the dressing room and try on the pants, buddy.
No, well, give me the pants. Just one... Oh, one thing before I forget. I want some good suspenders.
Okay, how long?
How long? I don't want to rent them. I want to buy them.
Get in that dressing room, Ben.
Everybody buying a suit. He's so contrary at times.
Well, some people just don't know what they should have.
Ben's getting so conservative in his attire lately.
Say, maybe we should make him buy a new hat.
New hat?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Here, we just got a velvet edge moss green Tyrolean model. We just got in.
Well, he might not like all those feathers in the band. The
feathers make it gay.
Look at me. Look at these baggy pants.
What's the matter with them?
Well, look at them all gathered around my ankles. Looked like I jumped off a tall building and landed when my belt was loose.
You look very dapper. The coat and vest look nice.
It's just the trousers that aren't quite right.
Yeah, when I look in the back mirror, the pants do seem to be the seat of the trouble.
Hey, Miss Alger, you really look very spiffy, Ben.
Oh, gee, thanks loads, baby.
You'll take it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Fine, and I'll chalk it up for alteration.
Uh-huh.
Raise the shoulder 6 inches.
Easy there.
Lower the armpit 5 inches. 8 inches off the trousers. All measured. Take it off.
Will they have it ready in time, Howie?
Clerk, I spoke to you when I came in.
I understand perfectly. I'll put our entire alteration department to work on this at once. Sam will have it ready, I'm sure. We'll ship it up to Point Sublime on the 5:15 bus.
Wonderful.
Now, would you like to pay me now, sir? $36.76.
That include tax?
Yes, state, county, and city. Your money, please.
I'm getting it out of my wallet, my overcoat here on the counter. I'm not going to wear this checkerboard to Hattie's party tonight. Borrow Mooney's blue serge. Here you are. First, nice, crisp, fresh, lettuce green $20 bill.
$20, thank you.
And some old stuff. Let me see here.
Hey, Mr. Golubine! Who are you?
Hey, take your hands off of me.
Well, yes.
I'll get a raise.
Mr. Golubine! I've crossed the counterfeiter!
Let go of me here.
Yeah, well, you don't. I've got muscles. I studied with Atlas.
Mr. Golubine!
Look, you let go of my hat.
Ben, well, it is a solid citizen of Point Sublime.
Here, Elmer, what is this? More of your temperamental displays?
Oh, no, not this time, Mr. Golubine. Look at this $20 bill this man just gave me. Yeah. You want us to be on the lookout this morning at the sales staff meeting. Well, I've taught him I get a reward. $10 is mine. Whoopee!
Boy,
good work, Elmer. You'll get a gold star on your merit chart before nightfall. Hold this man. I'll call the sheriff's office at once. Hold him.
So, I've caught a criminal.
You let go of me, Elmer. Hey, wait a minute. Howie.
What, Benny? This is awful. What?
That's the $20 bill you gave me as a deposit for the television set.
It is?
Oh, so the guy from Texas is a Confederate, eh?
Elmer, what now? Mr. Murray's gone for the sheriff's squad. What is it?
Oh, there's a whole mob of them. The little guy that bought the suit, he passed the counterfeit bill. This white-haired Texas gent is his Confederate, and...
Leave my gentleman
alone. Stop beating me with your purse, lady.
My name's no lady. She's a gun mole.
Who says I'm a mole? Ben, Howie, do something.
Oh, dear.
I hear sirens.
The police. Elmer's got us. All I wanted was a dark blue suit. Now we'll all go to jail. No Harry's party. Oh, dear, Mother said there'd be days like this.
It's a terrible thing.
This way, Sheriff. We caught him.
I caught him. And I'll get a reward. A gold star on my merit chart in the morning. Oh, I was never so happy.
We'll bring you part two of Point Sublime.
Say, Art.
Yes, Webb?
Did you ever stop to think how customs have changed here in America in bringing up children?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, Webster. Instead of taking little Willie out to the woodshed when he's done something wrong, you tell him he can't use the car tonight.
No, that's not exactly what I had in mind. I meant, for instance, that if a boy lost his dad, he was often expected to quit school and go right to work, while his mother sewed or kept house for strangers. But today, most of us think our children should finish school. And our wives, if they must work, should train themselves for jobs for which they're best suited. That's why lots of dads today are protecting their loved ones' future with a sound, well-planned program of life insurance. So, folks, if you've been wondering about your own family's future, let your friendly John Hancock agent explain the John Hancock Personal Security Plan, which gives your loved ones a couple of years to adjust their lives if they should ever have to get along without your support. So, see your John Hancock agent, won't you? Remember, one out of every nine people carrying life insurance in this country have placed their insurance with the John Hancock Company. And this wide experience is your assurance that John Hancock will provide the kind of security your own loved ones require.
Point Sublime. It is just a half hour since Ben Willett tried to buy a new suit in a Vernon department store. Ben and Howie McBriar are locked up in the very modern and very solid Vernon County Jail. Evelyn Hanover is out trying to get some help.
Warden! Trustee! Let me out of here!
No use shaking the bars, Benny. This is a tight little pokey.
The disgrace of it all.
Well, I'm here, too.
Well, you ought to be. You gave me that funny money.
How did I know that bill was counterfeit?
Oh, dear. Time on my hands. I could write my memoirs if I had my Remington portable. My ballpoint pen. Piece of chalk and a blackboard.
Oh, stop complaining, Benny. What a cellmate.
Well, I've had a very full lifetime, and it comes to this. Yes, a very full lifetime. I've seen service in France in World War I.
Oh, please, Benny.
I've been up in an airplane when airplanes were something new. Got out and walked on a wing.
What's that?
Well, I'm in jail. I'm singing the blues in the night.
Well, stop it. You make me nervous.
Once when I was walking down Fifth Avenue, New York City, I was mistaken for President Coolidge.
Bennett!
I once had my head split open by a sourdough miner in the Red Dog Saloon when I was making a cook's tour of Alaska.
You don't shut up, I'll
ring Once I leaned out of an automobile going 63 miles an hour. Leaned out to pick a poppy for a lady friend.
I got the poppy, but I broke my arm on a passing telephone pole.
So what?
So what? Howie McBarr, I've lived a full and eventful life. But never have I undergone the extreme embarrassment of being locked up in a jailhouse.
Well, I never been booked before either.
Yeah, here we stand. A couple of birds in an ungilded cage.
Just relax, Billy.
Yeah, relax, he says. Already I'm getting a little stir happy.
One thing's certain, we won't be at Hattie's party tonight.
Yes.
Somebody coming. Maybe the warden.
Maybe they come to make us walk the last mile.
It's Evelyn. And some men.
Well, Sheriff Knapp. Roy Knapp, where you been? Gotta let me out of this trap of yours.
Ben, Howie, I found the sheriff.
This is an outrage, Sheriff. We are solid citizens of Point Sublime.
Ben, I apologize for this.
What's so funny, you fat old fool with a tin badge?
My new deputy didn't know that you're one of our county pioneers, Ben.
Well, the door's open. Come out, boys.
Yeah. Free air. Yeah, I forgot you're still inside.
I got a good notion to sue somebody.
Well, we've been trying to catch a certain counterfeiter who's been flooding the county with bad money.
Wait a minute. I just thought.
Let me look in my water.
What you doing, Howie?
Getting this water greenbacks.
Yeah.
Well, that's not safe to carry that much money on you, McBride.
A man paid me $500 in currency this morning. That stock deal I mentioned to Hattie, Benny.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff, look at my money. Is this stuff phony, too?
Well, let me see now. Well, this one's no good. Oh. And this one...
How can you tell, Sheriff?
How can I tell? This counterfeiter must have had a sense of humor.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, look, Ben, on the $10 bills, instead of a picture of Hamilton...
Oh, yeah, I see now. Petrillo.
Yes, this is all bad currency, McBride.
Well, I'll be doggone. Those shares of stock I sold him for this phony money were negotiable. I signed mine over to him this morning.
Is that the same stock Hattie has some of?
Sure, same thing.
Hey, I've got to get right up to Point Sublime with some deputies and see if we can't waylay that crook.
Hey, we'll follow you in our car, Sheriff.
Maybe we can get back before he goes to Hattie's house and cheats her, too.
Oh, heavens.
Whatever.
Well, you know how Hattie gets. If she finds out she's been cheated, she'll have a spell. She'll even call off her party tonight.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get out of this clink. Go in my store here, and I'll phone Hattie.
Yeah. Well, she won't call off her party.
If I ever get my hands on that guy, I'll ring.
Come on in here.
Yeah,
in
come
here.
On. Hey, you're back. Did you get your suit, Mr. Willard?
Yeah, never mind. I got to phone Hattie.
If the counterfeiter's at her house now, tell her to stall.
Hey, Mr. Willard, Miss Hanover is somebody. I think I'm going crazy.
Oh, stop it, Mooney. We got a problem. The phone. Hello, where's the operator?
Don't look so good, Mooney. What's the matter?
I said I think I'm going crazy.
Oh, dear.
Operator, I want to call a resident of the Hattie Hirsch. Yeah.
What happened, Mooney?
Well, I put a picture of Atlanta Turner on my bureau. And I put a picture of Betty Grable on my dresser.
You'll keep ringing Hattie's house, operator.
And I put a picture of Esther Williams on my internet nightstand.
Yeah, well, what makes you think you're going crazy, Mooney?
Well, I took a nap this afternoon. And I dreamed of Roy Rogers' horse.
Wait, operator. Phone doesn't answer.
Ben, here comes Hattie Hirsch into the store now.
What? Oh, yeah, I see.
Hey, no. Well, I'm back.
You're back?
Yes, don't you recall? I was here an hour ago to buy some olives. We've been to Vernon and back since then, Hattie.
Let's not waste time. Let's tell her.
Yeah, Hattie, maybe you won't feel like giving a party tonight.
Well, of course I'm giving a party.
Did the fellow who's out buying up into Consolidated Utility shares come to see you?
Well, indeed he did. And was I glad to get rid of that no-account stock. Just think, I got back nearly $1,000 for the $2,000 I invested.
She sold.
Hattie, please sit down in this chair.
Huh?
Did the man pay you off in greenbacks, Hattie?
Certainly, Federal Reserve notes.
Hattie.
Huh?
They're no good.
What?
Some of us have been in the Vernon County Jail.
What do you mean it's no good? I gave him my stock certificate.
Oh, no.
I took the money he gave me.
Oh, brother.
He's a racketeer, Hattie.
What?
I've been to jail because of it.
I've been to jail, too, Hattie.
Jail?
Ahoy.
Oh, my $1,000 in cash. It's no good.
Now, Hattie, don't get upset.
Sit down, Hattie.
No, I've been gypped. Help!
Hattie, she's needed.
She fell in a heap.
You better call Doc Lockhart.
I told you Hattie won't be able to give her party tonight.
Oh, Ben, look, customer just came in.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry, bud. You got to get out. We're having trouble. Store's closed.
Really?
Now, there's the door, mister.
I just want to buy a package of sick. What's this lady on the floor? Is she sick?
Don't worry about her, sir. She always comes in about this time each afternoon to take a nap here. She's...
She fainted. The store is stuffy.
Yeah, Mamoni, hush up.
Yeah, I was only trying to help out. Yeah.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, here, pack of cigarettes you want to wear. So long, bub.
Well, your money first, here.
Wait, haven't you got anything but a $20 bill for a 15-cent purchase?
Well, you see, I just...
Wait a minute. Aha!
What's the matter?
Sheriff, get your gun out fast.
What? Oh, no, you don't.
I tripped him. I got him. What do I do with him?
I'm lagging him, Mooney.
Okay. Oh. Hey, Mooney, move over, Hattie.
Let me up, will
you? Oh, this is awful.
Sheriff, he just gave me one of those phony $20 bills.
You don't have anything on me.
Nothing but a set of handcuffs. You can't hold me while I'll be outside.
Oh, shut up and give me 15 cents worth of real legal tender.
Get it later, Ben. Tell McBriar and Mrs. Hirsch I'll get their stock certificates back for them.
Okay, Roy.
Heavens, someone has to do something to revive poor Hattie.
Mooney, get a bucket of water.
Yes, sir.
Ice water, that is.
Yes, sir. Ice cold water, yes.
I'll be on my way, Ben. Come on, you.
I'll be out of that 2x4, Jim.
Well, I'll open the door for you fellas. See you later, Roy.
Move along, bud.
Oh, Hattie, pull yourself together. You have to have a party in less than 2 hours. Hattie. Can't you hear me, Hattie?
Now, she's out cold. Only one way to bring her to successfully.
Here you are, Mr. Willard. A bucket of aqua pura. What'll I do with it?
You give it to me.
Let me do it.
No, now give it here.
I never get to have any fun around here.
Yeah, step back, Evelyn.
You aren't going to throw that water on Hattie.
Sure, I got to do her a favor. Bring her too so she can give her party.
But it'll get her wet.
It'll wake her up, too.
Well.
One for the money, two for the show.
I'm afraid of this. Hattie has such a temper.
Especially when she's wet.
Three to make ready and four to go.
Forgot to take the ice out.
But I just bought a new suit for
I don't care. If you come, I won't let you in. If you get in, I'll have you thrown out.
You got odds against you, Mr. Willem.
Ben Willem, you miserable little shrimp.
But I caught a desperate counterfeiter.
He did, Hattie.
What do I care?
And now you'll get your $1,000 worth of stock back safe.
Well, I don't care if I... What? I will.
Sure, I caught the criminal. Sheriff took him away.
I'll get my certificates back?
Maybe in the morning.
Oh, Ben. Oh, Ben, I misunderstood. I didn't understand. No. Oh, I'm so ashamed, my dear.
I know.
Thank you for throwing water on me, please.
Yeah, I know,
please.
But...
Forgive me. Come to my party. It won't be a success without you, Ben, dear.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
But I must go now. Ben got my money back. Oh, wonderful, Ben. Love the world. Love everybody.
Poor old Hattie.
Mrs. Hirsch ought to smoke a loaded cigar.
Why a loaded cigar, Mooney?
Well, it would give her an excuse for shooting off her mouth.
Well, I better go get shaved and showered and shampooed. I'm going to a party tonight at last.
For some family emergencies, a few $100 of life insurance may be enough. But if Dad wants to provide enough money for the family to readjust themselves, should he no longer be here... The chances are it'll take at least as much money as he now earns in a year. Now, your friendly John Hancock agent is ready to help you. and to bring to your special case the 85 years of experience that lie behind him, the wide and valuable experience of the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company in protecting millions of Americans in every walk of life.
Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd and stars Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, with the original cast including Jane Morgan, Earl Ross, Verna Felton, Hans Conried, Joe Duvall, and Vincent Pelletier. Music is by Charles Dance. This is Art Gilmore saying next Monday night at this same time, tune in again to Point Sublime.
The program is transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.